Behold, an army shall come.
A fire burneth before them, and behind them is a flame that burneth. The land before them is as the garden of Eden, and behind them a great wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so they shall run. Join family Lazarus, or friends of the world, he takes you on a journey into God's own word. It's building time, building time.
Thank you, Jesus. You are faithful. We're great in all your ways, Father. Oh, thank you, Father.
Somebody's talking to the Lord. God spoke to me and said,
This is the last one, and the sheep are sick. For I have no food among my children. Can you say that all together once more? Deal with the lambs as lambs, and the sheep as sheep. But there are no good among my children. Amen. So, that man pressing that, I will just want to know. You are okay, you can't take it. You can't take it. Some of you need to do the vacation,
but on every one of us is giving grace according to the measure of the gift of prayer.
Hallelujah. I want to read that scripture together. Ephesians 4:7. You are there, say amen.
Amen.
After the count of three, 1, 2, 3, go.
Somebody
has written to them.
And have built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself, being the chief cornerstone.
Take it from verse 19.
Now therefore, he has no more stranger.
Verse 18, sorry.
For through him, we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, he has no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens in the faith and of the household of God. And have built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself, being the chief of our spirit.
Thank you, Father. Give us one.
In whom all the buildings fitly framed together, goeth unto an holy temple in the Lord.
Ephesians 4, verse 8 to 13.
Therefore, yes, when he ascended up on high, he then captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is this but that he also descended from into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the faith, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, to reopen on the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm not teaching this morning. I'm just going to lay foundation with scriptures. Maybe if I'm going to acknowledge if there's any topic you can see for it, maybe after the evangelism, the new generation minister. If you want to give it topic at all, I don't know if there's anyone you want to give it to. So I'm just going to be giving out words as we see. And there may be a little bit digging, do something. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is thankful. I want to do something there. I want to just listen and bless. And I'm going to read also some of the words that the Lord gave to me. Like I said, I'm not preaching. Amen. You just descend to the smallest parts. Amen. Descend to so as to benefit. And if you lack power and truth in this dispensation, then your ministry is not for this dispensation. From these things I'm sharing with you, I think that are not communicated to me directly. Glory to Jesus. Are you taking it out for to the back station and do everyone, right? Including me too. God bless you, Jesus. Amen. And you have power and food. Your ministry is not for this dispensation. We are in such a time when men will step into the full manifestation. Into full manifestation of what our fathers have tasted, just a bit of it, or just the introduction. And people are going to come to full manifestation of what the fathers we have in God of Christ have tasted. The beginning of it. Hallelujah. And the Lord also spoke to me, said, do not be ashamed or afraid to step into certain manifestations of the Spirit, for such is the destiny of the entire church. And you hold the fan, look at it. When there is peace in the morning, I don't want to. Do not be afraid to step into certain manifestations of the Spirit, for such is the destiny of the entire church. For they shall come as a mighty army, not in one or two, not in one or two or three, but in thousands shall they come. Thousands upon thousands shall they come. Going from the north, east, west, and south. With authority from the very throne of God. They shall step into certain reality of His glory. Come again. The thousands shall they come, here thousands from thousands. Shall they come flowing in from the north, east, west, and south, with authority from the very throne of God. And they shall step into certain reality of His glory, so much so that kings and nations shall marvel. And men wondering, again they will say, man, what is this? And then the reply shall be, God also said, no generation is more key into His covenant than this generation. He said, I have not gathered you unto grace, but unto revelation. For the kingdom of the Lord is not in meat and bread, but in the demonstration of power, in abundance of revelation. The Lord also said, this is a generation that will not walk nor operate by the traditions of men. And the Lord also said, I should tell you that don't try to conform with the tide, move as you are led by the Spirit. Read in the book of Isaiah chapter number 2 from verse 1 to 4. Isaiah 30 verse 1 to 2. I want to read Isaiah 30. Isaiah 32 verse 1 to 2. I want to read that scripture. So heavy upon my spirit this morning. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 32 verse 1 to 2. It says, behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and priests shall reign shall rule in judgment. Verse 2, and I believe that is a prophetic word for somebody. And a man shall be at an hiding place from the wind. Isaiah 32, I'm in verse 2 now. And a man shall be,
as an hiding place from the wind, and a cover from the tempest, and rivers of water in dry place, and a shadow of a great rock in a very weary land. That God is talking about men that will be available as covers in this dispensation. You know how it is to be in desert and there is no shade. All of a sudden you find yourself to be hanging under the covering of a rock. Knowing the Jesus. Psalms 91 verse 1 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty." Thou said, "A man shall be as a man." So men are going to be coming to realms and manifestations where they are going to be hiding place for the destiny of so much so that people, God is going to be entrusting destiny to the earth. We operate in such manifestation of God that even God is here.
Can I start the book of Isaiah? I've given you scriptures. Isaiah 62 from verse 1 to 5, Isaiah 62 verse 7. I want to see Isaiah 62 verse 7. I'm trying not to, you know. Now read from verse 1, it said, "For Zion's sake," when you see Zion here or Jerusalem, you know that God is talking about the church. "For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. Until the righteousness therefore go forth as brightness, and salvation thereof go forth as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. And thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the land, in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hands of thy God. And thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married."
Glory to Jesus. Isaiah 2 verse 7 says, "And give you no rest till he establish and he makes you a praise in the heaven." Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And the last step, to tell you, still continue, some of these things are going to be confirming the rest of the things that come out to say this morning. The one of the hallmark of revival and the army the Lord is raising in this time, one of the ways you will identify the army is raising in this time, one of the hallmark of revival and the army the Lord is raising in this time, is abundance. Never again will the house of the Lord, nor the sons of light, be scorned as instrument of mockery. God is giving you not just the wisdom, the enemy cannot withstand, but also proofs they cannot deny. He's giving you not just wisdom that the enemy cannot withstand, but also proofs they cannot deny. Kings will scream, "Teach us," but the economy of the world will fail. Nations will be stranded, technology will come, and we fail also. New discoveries in medicine will also come and fail. There rises an army from the north. New disease. And this is a word that the Lord gives to me. That there's going to be a strong, you may not understand this prophetical army coming from the north. So when you hear of a new disease outburst that is about to come, know that the Lord has sent it ahead because some of these things are all payment will come to pass. Glory to Jesus. Amen.
new diseases and discoveries, yet the only solution in this time will obviously be what is above this level. The nations of the earth will know that for us to continue, the only solution will be what is above the natural. For behold, that is your level. Educational system will fail. Federal schools will be sold out, and my children will buy them. Refineries will be sold, and my children will buy them. For yes, says the Lord of hosts, this army will understand the use and the purpose of money. Kings will bring them their glory. Their wealth. But those resources will fail in the days of the Lord. But what can money buy if the day of the Lord's vengeance? Let me tell you the reason why all this will happen. Well, our Supreme God can make it. That's why I want to be very, very sensitive. Let's look at Judges chapter number 1. One of the things a man of God was giving this prophetic word, and I gave him when he was saying, did the Lord tap on me? That son, take hold of this word. Book of Joel, chapter number 1. I read from verse 10. Please, I want to be very, very attentive. You are there, say amen.
Mm-hmm.
The field is wasted. The minister, the field is wasted, sorry. The land mourned. For the poor, the new wine is dried up. The oil languishes. Be ye ashamed, O ye husband men. Woe, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley. Because the harvest of the field is perished, the vine is dried up, and the fig tree languishes. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered. Why? Say it louder. Say it again. Why is all those things happening? When you attend meetings in this time and they emphasize on the joy of the Lord, you must understand that it's a major key in this message. Let's go to verse 15. It says, alas, for the day. For the day of the Lord is at hand. And as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not meat cut off before our eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God. You don't walk about and tell them, let me stand outside. It's not a meat cut off before our eyes. Yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God. What is the Bible talking about? One of the ways the devil is going to be invading this time distractions, things that want to swallow your joy. Nehemiah 8:10 says that the joy of the Lord is your purpose. And that's the fear. Now, without fear, there is no fulfillment of purpose. You know, the principal way to keep what the Lord is doing this time is through the manifestation of the joy of the Lord. And the Lord said, give room for joy. For that is the cure. That is the cure. Let the joy flow from all you do. In this atmosphere, your joy, your networking in heaven will be unhindered once joy is in place. I'm glad you're wondering how do I operate in this level, how do I operate in this realm? God said, once joy is in place, your networking with heaven will be what? I'm just reading things the Lord said. Like I said, I'm not preaching. The joy is the strength of your spiritual sinner. The drug will therefore sit down before you can be called. The full manifestation of joy is an indication of full spiritual sinner. Glory to Jesus. And here's a warning. Do not focus on perversions that shall come. Focus on the things I am doing. Not on false prophets, nor false teachers. This is the idea of the devil to distract the church. Focus on my word. But on me. With their new ministries spring forth. And Lord said he's raising new generation of prophets that will operate in full manifestation of the prophetic office. We're going to be experiencing a dispensation where there's going to be new breed of worshippers. Thank you. Now the Lord said there are four categories of people here. People called to the prophetic that are weird, but there is no evidence. With awareness but no evidence. And second category of people are people called to the prophetic with evidence but are not aware. And the third category of people called to the prophetic with no evidence. And no awareness. And the fourth category of people call to the prophetic with both evidence and awareness, but no boldness. Father, thank you because we know that there is going to be a fulfillment of your word. And the word is in our lives. Why are you just listening? This is not a conventional thing, so don't try to shake the box. This is a believer's gathering and strange things are going to be happening. Strange things, not testing. Strange. Very important.
Amen.
I want to show you some things. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Come on. I need one more question. Now, while we're praying, there is a very good phrase of faith. The very, very strange of us. The very strange. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But you see, how are we closing our eyes and still want to show something? And when you were praying, God spoke to you about abundance, right? All eyes closed. That's true. They are just answered so they can get it. Yes, sir. All right. And when we were praying yesterday, God spoke to you about several things, right? And you jotted them down, right? Plenty things. He spoke to you about your ministry, America. And then he gave you some specific words that are very difficult to talk about, right? And now, when the Lord was saying there's a lady here, and it was very difficult for you to see this lady because you're like, I wanted to start the work, but you're talking about the lady. I'm not the lady. You understand that? And then, so, it doesn't look like that's what God is talking about here, right? And it doesn't look like God, you could have told me this one. And then, you are saying a lady, and God, what is this now? And all those things. Am I right? And so, you get somebody here, and then you're like, God. I'm not a lady, this man, God, because this word he gave you. But the words God gave to you were, he gave you words about your ministry, am I right? He gave you words about different kinds of strange moves that will come, right? And then when you were praying, God was telling you that I should open up, right? That is, you should operate in the frequency of the Spirit, right? And he spoke to you about stepping into a new dimension of grace, specific grace, right? Then the Lord spoke to you about those things, stepping into a new level of grace. Alright, I want to show you something that the Lord is doing. Now, while we are praying the other time, we saw the angels of the Lord holding different kind of things, and at times we wonder, how did God come? And then talk about prophetic, and then at times those prophets do not read scrolls in the Spirit. I want to stand there in the Spirit. Just stand there, and then one person to teach. And you see that you are standing there, and then you show you stand there. Stand there. I want to show you something. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands, the three of you standing in front. And as I lift up your hands, Father, I decree where they are standing. All of you, close out your eyes and begin to pray, don't you? That there is a resting and delivery. God is giving special messages. And I'm going to tell you the symbolic meaning of the grace of standing here. Father, there is a delivery of it now in the name of Jesus upon everyone. Well, in the name of Jesus, 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 the name of about the new dimensions of
There's a young lady there. Thank you, Father. The Lord is touching your head. He's touching your head. Yes, he's touching your head. Yes. God is touching your head. Yes. Special manifestation. Touching your head. Yes. Yes. Touching your head.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If somebody here, just go ahead and rejoice the Lord.
Thank you.